Today on the Trending 55 Hots, we're pleased to be joined on the line by Rebecca Schultz, the province's Minister of Environment and Protected Areas. I guess, first of all, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Yeah, thanks so much, Kyle. Always a pleasure.
All right, the main thing we want to talk about today is it's come up recently this week about the province going after the federal government on the proposed federal emissions cap, and we saw the announcement this week about the Alberta government using a motion within the so-called Sovereignty Act to kind of fight back a bit against this. Why don't you tell us a little bit of kind of what is happening as part of this and what kind of led to it as well?
Of course. I mean, what led to it is we have a federal government who is ignoring the Constitution and who thinks that they can put their activist ideology above the law, above jobs for Albertans and Canadians, above affordability and the well-being of our economy and Canada's economy. You know, this oil and gas emissions cap, and there are independent groups who have said that this will kill tens of thousands of jobs. It will have a huge impact on production, and it will significantly impact both Alberta's economy and Canada's. And that's from Deloitte, S&P Global, the Conference Board of Canada. Those aren't numbers that we've made up. What's interesting is we have not seen any independent group or data that supports what the federal government is saying here. So when we look at those devastating impacts, especially, I mean, throughout Northern Alberta, First Nations communities, municipalities would be completely devastated by this. And we're not going to stand for it. So what we are bringing forward under the Sovereignty Within a United Canada Act motion is a constitutional shield that will protect Alberta and our resources. It will essentially propose that government will launch an immediate constitutional challenge in the courts when or if this production cap becomes law, but then considers other measures where we can protect Albertans and our industry against this production cap.
And I know certainly you've mentioned certainly the province's argument around the effects on jobs, and certainly that could, you know, a bunch of jobs lost affects the economy, and especially when a lot of people are dealing with some issues with affordability around the province. You know, so how big of an, how much is that going to be a big part of sort of the province trying to kind of defend from this?
Well, you know, we have to, and we're looking at upwards of 150,000 jobs lost, and that's directly in oil and gas, but also related industries. That is a huge impact on the livelihoods of hardworking men and women. Again, not just in Alberta, but, you know, you look at British Columbia all the way across to Newfoundland and Atlantic Canada. And so, like, one is just the very real job impacts that this would have. It drives away investment in the industry that currently is here already, and of course, future investments that industries would want to make here. Then you look at the impact on our economy. This production cap would have billions of dollars of impact on Alberta alone, let alone the rest of Canada. And then you look at things like healthcare and education and social services for the most vulnerable, especially at a time like this where affordability is a huge concern. That would wipe out billions of dollars that we invest into the services that people rely on. And so, you know, it's interesting because the federal government says, well, it's not a production cut, it's an emissions cap. Well, even their own data says it's a production cap. They're lying. They know they have to lie because I think they know that if they admit the truth, which quite frankly was in their own documents, their briefing documents about this production cap, they admit that it's going to impact production, which I think they know that they will lose when we take it to court, just like they lost on Bill C-69, just like they lost on the plastics ban.
One point that I've heard from some people locally is around, you know, especially at a time where, you know, you think about oil and gas producing countries. There are some other places like, say, Venezuela or Saudi Arabia or Russia, where you've kind of got some, you know, issues that those countries have. Whereas, you know, whereas here in Canada, certainly there's a much more cleaner and more ways than one oil out there. Do you think that's also going to be sort of going to be part of trying to sort of explain to the federal government, you're really trying to emphasize that, you know, people are going to want oil from us out there?
Absolutely. And we've made that point to the federal government that, of course, affordable, reliable, safe, and secure energy matters, but then energy security for North America is a huge issue right now, especially with everything we're seeing with Canada and the United States. And I don't think if you ask everyday Canadians if they'd rather get their energy from Russia or from Venezuela, I don't think the answer is yes, but that's exactly what this emissions cap does. That, you know, from a practical perspective, we're a responsible producer of energy. But also, I mean, I just think, why would you risk having affordable energy that, come on, I know a lot of snow is about to come to the Peace region. The weather is getting colder. We don't have an option here in Canada other than heating our homes. This becomes a very real well-being issue for people. And so when we have safe, affordable, reliable energy right in our backyard, we should be able to use that. And then secondarily, if you actually want to reduce global emissions, we should be producing more of that energy and displacing production that is less environmentally friendly around the world. That's how you actually make a dent in global emissions. If we shut down our entire energy industry, that less responsibly produced energy, that production would just increase in those jurisdictions around the world. It doesn't make any sense, but a lot of things this federal government does don't seem to make any sense because they're just looking at a headline or a soundbite, and they're ignoring the realities of the actual policy that they're putting forward. And I think, look, I mean, here in Alberta, we're onto them. You know, when we look at the opposition to the carbon tax, you heard it here first. But it now has really spread across the country where you have premiers of all different political parties and stripes saying, you know what, enough is enough. These policies don't make any sense, and they're opposing them. And so, you know, I'm confident that we will win when we take them to court in a constitutional challenge. But I'm worried about, you know, what this does when it comes to investor certainty in our province and our country.
And with the province kind of starting the sort of the process here with this motion under the Sovereignty Act, what's kind of, I guess, sort of the next steps of the process in trying to sort this out?
Yeah, so first up is we're going to be introducing this motion in the legislature next week. And then after that, we will engage with industry on how exactly we roll out all of the 7 recommendations that we've put forward in this bill. So the measures that we're looking at are, they're bold, quite frankly, but, you know, I think they need to be bold given the threat that this has. This production cap has on our province. So those would be the next steps, but we'd be looking at ensuring, for example, that we are protecting our oil and gas facilities by designating them as essential infrastructure, that we not allow individuals who are federal officials or contractors onto these facilities unless, you know, they're licensed to do so by the government. We have to protect our jurisdiction and uphold, well, quite frankly, the law of our country when it comes to these things. So there's still a lot of work to do, but once we introduce this motion, we'll be working with industry on how exactly we roll this out.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw out a little personal question, show that the politicians are, in fact, people too. Of course, we are coming up on the holiday season. A lot of people have interesting things they like to do with their friends and family. What about with you? What are kind of some of the big holiday traditions in your household?
Well, right now, every weekend, we're watching a different Christmas movie with our kids. And so they're 6 and 9, and they really love that. But we like to do a bit of skiing. They really love tobogganing, which my kids call snowbogganing. I don't think that they've figured out that that's not the real term for it just yet. And then spending time, of course, with our friends and family.
It seems like you've got a lot of fun things going on there. Rebecca Schultz, the province's environment minister, thanks for joining us here today.
Anytime. Thanks so much.